Blog Talk Radio.
There's a new day dawning for me. I can feel it coming now. The dark clouds have rolled away. Sunshine is here to stay. My sins have been forgiven. Now I can move on. Do God's work and walk in victory. Faith has been restored. I was blind, now I see. The perfect will that my God has for me. I rejoice cause I'm brand new.
Tomorrow. Praise the Lord. New mercies I see every day. And his wonderful grace for another week. Praise the Lamb of God. This is Apostle Apostolic Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and I'm here today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. In the studio. And we are healthy and well and walking in the wealth of the kingdom of Jesus Christ. And I pray that all is well with you, you and you, and with your week. Praise the Lamb of God, that it kicked off well. As I was did, you know, I always kick my week off on Sunday at the church, praise the Lamb, hallelujah, and that's always been a feel-good kind of thing, you know, and I hope and pray that yours has been just as exciting. We had an exciting day, praise, of course, with Mary Anderson bringing her first message, talking about that purple, what you call it, a purple strife weed or something of that. That's what I call it anyway, a purple strife weed. Boy, oh boy, that grove is beautiful, it's purple, but it spreads like wildfire, and then it begins to choke out everything else. Praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that is planted around, which causes it to be a deception kind of plant, praise the Lord, and have to be destroyed because of its intoxicating power. Matter of fact, it's toxic, praise the Lord, hallelujah. So we learned a lot about being a purple strife weed, praise the Lord, or whether we were good wheat in the vineyard of God on Sunday. What a wonderful message and wonderfully brought, beautiful illustrations, scriptures to back it up, and she handled it very well for her first time. And we empowered her with her license, praise the Lamb of God, as a teacher in the fivefold ministry of Jesus Christ. And we thank and praise God for another daughter. Oh, my goodness, for another daughter. Yes, in ministry, praise God. And we just wonderfully blessed to have sons and daughters in the ministry. Oh, my God, praise the Lord. I believe that there's some others around us who's going to go forth real soon also in their ministry calls, and I hope and pray that I have something to do with them also. It's always a delight to see it, children entering the work of the Lord full-time. That is your number one, praise the Lamb of God, pursuit of every day is to please God and to do the will and the biddings of God. So we praise God for that. Amen. We praise God for that. My sons and daughters are coming in queue right now. I see my granddaughter coming in here. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We thank and praise God for her. Amen. Gonna light her up in just a minute. Praise the Lord. We are so wonderfully blessed. The sun is shining. It's starting to look a little bit like spring could even try to come in, people of God. Amen. The snow is melting off the... I still got a little snow on the grass, but I can't see the grass. Hallelujah. It's been covered all winter. It's been covered. I tell you, boy, I tell you, it's been covered all winter. But now, praise the Lamb of God, I tell you, it is just right getting melted, and still some ice patches here and there, but it's starting to look a lot like spring is going to try to break through, praise the Lord. So we praise God that we are here and that we are able, praise the Lamb of God, to be able to see, to be able to feel the different climates and things of that nature, because we know, don't we, people of God, that it just does not have to be this way. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, my goodness. Look at my sons and daughters. They're praying to Holy Ghost release. Lord, dude, I'm going to let you all release on this show. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness. They just banging at the door. Where you at? Where my granddaughter? Granddaughter! Uh-oh, don't calm down, man. Excited that you look on this page. Yeah. What you got to say?
Good morning. That's what I got to
good
say. It's a good
morning to you.
Amen. It's a good day today.
God. A good day today?
It's
everybody's feeling so cheery today. This is wonderful. I'm loving it.
That's right.
What is going on? Tell me, what did y'all sprinkle in the air on that prayer call last night?
Oh, we got a little love going on. We got some signs, wonders, and miracles going on.
All of that's going on?
All of
my
that and
God.
Then more. Yes, especially the promise manifesting.
Woo-wee. Oh, my goodness gracious. Boy, I tell you, boy, I was supposed to do that. Angel is going to get me. My. Oh, let me see. Can she do this for her daddy today? You know, I have so many things. They want me in so many different places every day, and I'm just, get on this call for me, Angel. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. I was supposed to be on another call today, and I just can't be everywhere at the same time, you know? And, boy, oh, boy, oh. I think they'll make it without me, though. I think they're just going to have to work it out. If Angel can't come on and represent me, they're going to have to work it without me, because this show is too important to me, praise the Lamb of God. When I read the testimonies such as just, I mean, you know, you guys have been with us a long time. I've been in your life one way or another, praise the Lamb, practically all your life. And but when y'all read, like, Nicole's testimony this morning, because I went down and read everybody's testimony. Your testimony is a book. Lord have mercy, girl. But when I read her testimony and all of the growth splurge that she has had and her development in this very, very short time in God, it lets me know how important this is and what we're doing here, praise the Lamb of God, to try to bring about, you know, a change in people's life, for them to really see that God is in their life, that God is speaking to them, that they can hear God, they can hear from God, they can hear the voice of God themselves, and that God is revealing himself to them in dreams and visions, and they're being built up in this way, whereas that they can go forth and do some things that they've never done before with holy boldness and confident in God, that fear is being chased away and anxieties are being put under arrest, and all of these different enemies that have attacked us so long are being challenged, and we are not fearful to come up against them in war with the enemy in prayer. The intercessors have played a dynamic role in this. Some have come out the closet of just, you know, talking to God in private, and now is able to pray in public and pray on the radio and things of this nature. And God is doing a great work. And, you know, when I see this, it behooves me to continue, praise the Lamb of God, to present ministry in the way that we do. So, granddaughter, let me tell you, I want to thank you for the role that you have played. You have been such a supportive backbone in making sure things are in place and that prayer is happening and that things are going on. And I just want to thank you today for allowing your life to your light to shine as such. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You've been an inspiration, and I thank you for it. Hallelujah. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I thank you. Hallelujah. Now, tell us about that testimony you put on that page. I want to just go on and dissect that five paragraph you wrote.
Well, I did cut it short, but, you know, my testimony today is I just thank God that I'm walking where God wants me to be. It's not where I think I should be, but I thank God is where he wants me to be. I thank God that now that I started to submit myself, and I can't say that I have totally given it all, because there are times when we still hold on to things for security, but I'm learning that God is my security, and I'm learning how to let go of those things and submit my will to him so that I can be in a place where God needs me to be. So, because it's not for me, but it's for somebody else to draw them in, to share with them, you know, and to bring them into him and to bring them into knowing that who he is, and even where they are, that he still loves them in every state that they are. And I had to learn that even in whatever state I was in, God still loved me. Because sometimes we're in a state, you know, of sin, and we don't know that God loves us. But when we begin to understand that once the enemy, we stop listening to the enemy, that God don't love us in that state, and know that wherever we are, God loves us. And he just wants us to come out of that and come closer to him, then we'll begin to walk where he wants us to walk and be that light that God has called us to be. And I just thank God that today I know that whatever state I'm in, God has called me to repentance. He's called me to forgiveness, to ask for forgiveness and to forgive myself, and then to obey him rather than man. So now that that's something that I have to live daily, I just thank God that now I can move the way he called me to move. And that's really what that testimony was about.
My God, my God, listen to you, girl. I hear the boldness in your voice, a strength that's even in your voice that's being radiant and what have you. My God. My granddaughter growing up here, y'all watch out. Hallelujah. Yes,
hallelujah.
Girl, I'm proud of you. Praise the Lamb of God. God knows I am. I am proud of you that you can see, praise the Lamb of God, what God. It's. I tell people all the time, it's one thing to say that God is in your life and even to say I know God is in my life, but it's another thing to be able to see that God is moving in your life and that he's having an impact and how he's positioned you, your purpose and all of that. When all that come into play, you become a different type of person. Praise the Lamb of God. You're not carried about by every wind that blows or every wind of doctrine. You're stable in knowing God and where God has you and knowing that there's a grace there for you. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah, that God is providing so that you can be cared for and that things are. Are you at that brook of Cherith like Elijah? Praise the Lamb of God, knowing that God has you there, knowing that God is providing for you right there, and that everything is well because you're in the will of God. And there's a development going on. It's just wonderful. It's a wonderful place to be. And a lot of people get all bent out of shape because America and our upbringing keeps telling us, you got to continue to push forward, and you got to continue. If you ain't moving, you ain't doing this. And sometimes God is saying, stand still. God is saying, let me do this. Hallelujah. And the more we try to do, the more we mess up and make it so that God have to come back around again and do the same thing over again. Hallelujah. So it's a wonderful thing to have your eyes open to what God is doing in your life. And I am so happy. Woo! My God, that is happening to my granddaughter. Glory to Jesus. I am happy. I'm happy.
That was the word
that
God said to stand still and let him do the work. That was the message that God gave me to preach Sunday, was to stand and do not be afraid. And I thank God he delivered me from people and being afraid of what people would say when I would say things. And now I don't care. It ain't about what you say. It's about what God say. And I'd rather be scared of disobeying God than disobeying man. Now, and I know that people can't do anything to me. It's God who can do whatever he wants. So I'm just learning that I have to obey God, and I can't worry about what man thinks.
My God, my God, my God. I tell you, there's always a place, praise the Lamb of God, in God that challenges you to being satisfied. And let me tell you something. Where you are right now, God had to challenge me to. I mean, with his own voice, he had to slap me in the face like this and say, he had to slap me in the face like this, granddaughter, and say, you care more about what people think about you than I do.
Come on.
Than what I think about. That's what the Lord told me. He spoke to me in my prayer garden one morning. I'm in there praying and saying, Lord, why this, and Lord, this, and they this, Lord, and Lord. And the Lord said, let me tell you what your problem is. You care more about what men think of you than what I think of you. And when you drop them and just say, Lord, I want to please you, you're going to be all right. And let me tell you something. My blood pressure has not been up because I have left that alone. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm a God pleaser. Hello, somebody. I'm a God pleaser now. And, you know, because it's hard to please men. And it's hard to... hard to do what they want you to do. They want to make you something that you're not, and have you doing that God didn't assign you to please them, to make them their program work the way it is, and don't want to tap into your true anointing and your true gifting because it'll outshine theirs. Hello, somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So I want to make you a back catcher when you're supposed to be the pitcher. I said it. Want to make you a back catcher, and you're supposed to be the pitcher on the team. And, you know, you have the gift to pitch, but they want you to be the back catcher, and they want to pitch. And, you know, and when God reveals to you and show you, praise the Lamb of God, just who you are and the call that's on your life and the anointing on your life, you can't allow anybody to suffocate you to be something that God has not called you to be. I don't care who they are. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. I can do a multiplicity of things, multiple tasks I can do within the framework of ministry. I can help over here with the ushers. I can serve over here on the praise team. I can do that. But if you're not developing and you're not allowing me to exercise and you're not allowing me to grow in the area that God has anointed me in, then I can't do the rest.
That's right.
Hello, somebody. I can't do the rest because I have to know that I am being developed in the way that God would have me to be developed. And that's not taking his hands off of me and shoving me in a corner where you want me. No. Yeah. I'm just being honest about it, people of God. You have to recognize, hallelujah, what God has placed upon you, what God has called you to. And then that is a humble submission for you to walk with your leader and what have you in your development there. Praise the Lamb of God. Yeah. Now, that's where the rubber meets the road at a lot of times also, that people don't want to be developed properly. They just want to jump up and say, no, God called me to do this. I'm going to do this. But there's a development in everything. There's a place of development that all of us need development in. I need development in ministry. Praise the Lamb of God. And thank God my pastor whooped me into shape. Hallelujah. Yeah. So that I could be the preacher and the teacher and the man of God that I am today. All that came through my pastor, praise the Lamb of God, Dr. L.J. Whaley, in Chicago. And some of it wasn't comfortable. I was a janitor, praise the Lamb, but it taught me humility, cleaning the toilets for other people to sit on and to come in there and use, taught me humility, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Cleaning the kitchen, all of that kind of stuff, cleaning pews off, they tissues and stuff thrown on the floor. It taught me humility. While he was teaching me ministry, I was doing that, sending me to go pick up people for church while I was in ministry.
Yeah.
Hello, somebody. He'll leave something at the church. He wouldn't call the deacons. He'll call me. Go down to the church.
Right.
I left my office and get it and bring it out here to Maywood to me. And I was living in the city. And I'd go get on the bus and go get it, get on the L and take it to him. But he was teaching me, praise the Lamb of God, the importance of servitude. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. Because ministry is servitude. And it takes a humble person to serve people. Praise the Lamb of God. Do you going to want to be a minister and try to be a king or a queen sitting on a throne? And that is not what God called you to.
No, it's not.
All right. I just dropped something on somebody. Oh, we, I felt that. Ooh, we, ooh. Oh, my God. My God. He ain't called you to be no queen. No, he ain't. Praise the Lamb of God. He ain't called you to be the queen. I just come to tell you that today. He called you, praise the Lamb of God. He called you to serve. If God called you.
That's
His
right.
disciples had this problem. He said, it will not be this way in the kingdom. You won't rule over each other in the kingdom.
No, you won't.
But you that desire to be great amongst you, you become the servant. That's what he said. He said it right there in his word. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Upper Rome, he took off the towel and he washed their feet as an example to them of if the Lord can stoop to clean your dirty feet, I'm sure you'll be able to clean somebody else. Hello, somebody. Oh, they don't like to see. Now, this is where you really start talking about ministry and servitude and this, that, and not being served. Now, people don't like to hear this kind of part of the ministry. Praise the Lamb of God. They want to hear that I'm going to be dressed in white and have diamonds on and walking in and people laying out rugs and throwing down carpet for me to walk on. But that's not what God called you to. Hallelujah. No, he called you to servitude. And we must learn to serve, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. In humility, in meekness, in kindness, in love. Praise with long suffering. Hallelujah. All the fruit of the Spirit is supposed to come into play as you're serving. Praise the Lamb of God. All right. We're going to go to prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. Let me see. This looks like Athelia here, too. Athelia, is that you?
Yes, it is. Good afternoon, Apostle. Hi, Shatwan.
Good afternoon.
Hallelujah. We got Chicago and Detroit on the line at the same time. Praise the Lamb of God. And we bless. Oh, yeah, there go my daughter. Birthday's on the down there somewhere. And I see Lily. See, I'm starting to know y'all area codes now and stuff. Yeah, I got you now, brother. Lily, don't forget we're coming your way at the end of the month. Down in Cincinnati, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, be looking for you to be in the house. Oh, my goodness, there at the Kingdom Living Church. Hallelujah, Bishop Cousins. Yes, Bishop Cousins down there, praise the Lord. Listen, it's prayer time, people of God. Hallelujah. And we got two prayer warriors already in queue here. Praise the Lamb of God, ready to come in and pray for us today, and we thank God for both of them. Hallelujah. These women of God who have dedicated their lives to intercessory prayer. Oh, man, to set their face before God on behalf of others. We're praying with and for Sharon, who has on our page, Praise the Lamb of God, such a powerful testimony of what's going on in Mississippi there with her. As a matter of fact, that's praise the Lamb of God, down there in Darling, Mississippi. And I'll never forget traveling down that way, ministering. Yeah, praise the Lamb. So we want to make sure we pray for her and others who are in need of prayer. I don't know what's going on with y'all sister back there. I just saw it in the back office about Andrea. Praise the Lamb. Divine needs prayer or something. And I heard somebody was praying for her, and she said, thank you. Is she sick or something of that nature that we don't know about?
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
No.
Divine favor. You ever heard? Okay. Well, let's just lift her up in prayer. Shoot. Praise the Lamb of God.
Okay.
Longest rest. We're praying for all of those ministry, especially for those that's just coming in ministry, such as Mary. Praise the Lamb of God, and even Bertha still praying for her. Because let me tell you something. Satan get on your trail when you start something. Lord, to know it. Some of you intercessors didn't experience it since you've been on this page with us and on the show. Seems like Satan has came after you even harder. Praise the Lamb of God. Because he don't want you to doing. And he wants to unfocus you and distract you. And then when you go talk to somebody out there, well, that wasn't happening before you started on that show and got on Facebook with all that stuff, blah, 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 blah. And that's carnal. In the spirit realm, you will see that I'm under attack for praying. I ain't on here playing. I'm praying. I'm talking to God for people, interceding for people, and Satan attacking me. He don't like what you're doing. Praise that you bringing down the stronghold. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Yes, God. But we got to cover each other also. So we're going to ask you to do that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. So, Twan, you're going to lead us in prayer. Praying for our sick and shut in, those in convalescent homes, prisons, everywhere. Pray. We're praying in for the UK. We're praying for Africa. Hallelujah. We're praying even for this flight. Hallelujah. So that these people can have closure concerning their loved ones. Come on, people of God. Come on, granddaughter. Pray for us. And then praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah. God, we just give you glory. God, we give you honor today. God, we exalt your holy name, God. Hallelujah, God, for this is the day that you have made, God. And God, we made a choice to be glad. We made a choice to be joyous and rejoice in it today, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, we just come today, God, to lift up your children to you today, God. God, we come lifting those up, God, before you today. God, those, hallelujah, that are seeking you today, God, we lift them up before you, God. God, the prayers, the requests that they have made in secret, God. God, we thank you for honoring them today, God. God, we thank you for coming to see about us today, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Father God, we just come, God, on behalf of your children, God. God, we come on behalf of those that are sick in their bodies, God, those that are sick in their minds today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we know you to be a mind regulator on today, God.
Yeah.
And for that, God,
yeah,
we thank you and we praise you, God. God, we know, hallelujah, God, what the devil meant for bad, God, you have already turned it around for our good today, God, in the name of Jesus. God, that you may get the glory out of our lives, God. Oh, God, we thank you, hallelujah, for those that are even on their sick there, God. Oh, God, that they even had a voice to cry out to you today, God. We thank you for it today, God. God, we thank you for sending in your warriors today, God, to go into prayer and to go into warfare, God, in the name of Jesus. God, to pull down every stronghold, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, God, begin to regulate their body, God. And, oh, God, hallelujah, God, be the surgeon in the surgeon room, God. Oh, God, be the doctor, hallelujah, and guide their hands today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, where they have no answers, God, God, we know that the name of Jesus is the answer, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. So, God, we thank you, hallelujah, and we praise you today, God, for every sick person today, God. God, we thank you for the prayers that are going up for them, God, in the name of Jesus. And we stand on your word, God, that Jesus took those 39 stripes for our healing, God, to make us whole, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, we just thank you, God. We thank you for those that are in the nursing homes today, God. God, we thank you for the life that you still give them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, even those, hallelujah, God, God, that they said their mind, God, they can't even think, God. But, God, we know one thing, hallelujah, if they call on the name of Jesus, hallelujah, God,
call.
God, that you will come to rescue them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, if they call on the name of Jesus, God, God, we know that you will come in like a flood, God, and raise the standard up for them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. So, God, we call on the name of Jesus for them, God, those without a voice, God. We call on the name of Jesus for them, God. God, that you will come and see about them, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, that you are healing, God, their limbs today, God. God, that they may walk, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, that they may even raise their hands to praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, Jesus. Go into the prisons today, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. As they fall on their knees, God, we know that you're calling them to repentance, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Send your word in there for them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that if they repent, God, that you will hear them in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. And we thank you for forgiveness on today, God. Oh, God, for those that are walking in unforgiveness today, God, we ask right now, God, that you send the word to them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, that you have given them a time, God, to repent and ask for forgiveness, God, not only to forgive those, God, that have misused us, God, but, God, to forgive ourselves, God, for misusing us in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we just thank you and praise you, God, for for your children, God, that intercede on behalf, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the desire that you have placed in them, God. We thank you for the ministry that you have placed in them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, that we desire to see no one perish, God, in the name of Jesus, God. So, God, we stand right now, God, in your word, rooted and grounded, God, like that tree, God, in the name of Jesus, by the river. Hallelujah. Father God, we come today, God, for those ministers, God, and those leaders in the house, God, lifting them up before you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we're calling them back to repentance too, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. We bind up every haughty spirit today, God. We bind up every spirit of pride today, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father God, hallelujah. We bind up every spirit, God, that comes against you today, God. We bind up that Jezebel spirit, God, and the Ahab spirit, God, that's coming in, God, in the name of Jesus, to tear up your ministry, God. But, oh, God, I declare, God, and I decree in the name of Jesus, God, that you have raised up warriors today, God. You have raised up intercessors today, God. In the name of Jesus, God, you have raised up armor bearers today, God, that will take their stand today, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. God, you have developed our discerning spirit, God, that we may see the enemy, God, when he tries to infiltrate us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And oh, God, hallelujah, that we may quickly, God, hallelujah, begin to go and warfare, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, as intercessors, God, we may go and warfare for your children, God. And oh, God, hallelujah, that we may go into the spiritual realm, God, in the name of Jesus, God, and begin to war, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, we come against that murdering spirit, God. We come against a suicide spirit, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. We come against the spirit of abuse, God, in the name of Jesus. And we bind the works of Satan today, God, in the name of Jesus. And, oh, God, we know that notice have been served on him for him to get his hands off your people, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we thank you, hallelujah, that no weapon formed against him shall prosper, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you for the blood covering, God, hallelujah, that protects us, God, that protects our children, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we just bless you, God, and we thank you for each member, God, of PSMI, God. We thank you for the teaching, God, that you have offered to us, God. And, oh, God, we thank you, God, for the many ministries that you have birthed, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you for the gift, God. God, we thank you for the gift of hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the spirit of boldness, God, that has fell on your people, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, God, we thank you for obedience, God. Oh, God, that we will obey you rather than man, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, that you have ordered our steps, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, hallelujah, that we must walk in the will of you, God, that we must walk on this journey, God, hallelujah, God, to compel them to come, God. We thank you for the building of the kingdom, God. You have anointed our hands today, God, that we may build your kingdom, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And you have conditioned our hearts today, God, in the name of Jesus. And for that, God, we give you glory, God. We give you honor today, God. Oh, God, we bless you, God. God, we thank you for the new oil, God, the fresh oil that you have poured on us today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you for the new wine, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you for being the new wine skin, God, that you may pour into us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And oh, God, hallelujah. We thank you for the mouth, God, that we have, God. And oh, God, hallelujah. We thank you, God, that you have set a guard on our tongue, God, that no longer do we speak curses, God, but, God, we have learned how to speak blessings, God, over your people, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we have learned that vengeance is yours, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, that we are to pray, God, without speech, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, as we open our mouths, God, we'll begin to speak a word, God. Speak into their lives today, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. You'll begin to speak into their situation, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, for those, hallelujah, that are looking for relief, God. In the name of Jesus, God. God, we thank you, hallelujah, that we speak into the homes today, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord.
Made the way successful for him, God, in the name of Jesus, God, because of his obedience to you, God, to the great head of his life, God, who you are, his life, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, trickle down, God, in the name of Jesus, God, and let him speak the fire of
God. Oh, my God.
In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we bless you today, God. We give you glory and honor, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we know that you have made him an eagle-eyed prophet, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. We thank you for every gift inside of him, God. Oh, God, we just thank you and praise you, God. In Jesus' name, we bless you, God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Father God, hallelujah, hallelujah. We lift up this country before you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, my Lord and Savior. We ask you to pour your spirit over this land, Father God. Saturate every person, Father God, in the magnified name of Jesus, Father God. Pour your spirit out, Father God. Saturate them, Father God. Let them seek you, Father God. Hallelujah. Let them seek the word of God. Let them seek your grace and your mercy, Father God. Let them seek your understanding, Father God. They're not alive because they woke up. They're alive because you gave them breath, Father God. Let them understand who is the creator. Let them understand who is the sustainer, the redeemer. Let them understand who holds the world in their hand in the name of Jesus, Father God. We ask you to go into every government throughout this nation, Father God, starting with the executive chief officer, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Let the spirit of God be in his cabinet. Let the spirit of God be in the round room, Father God. Let the Spirit of God go through Congress in the name of Jesus, Father God. Go through every person that's responsible for the nation, Father God. And go down to the state, Father God, and the city, Father God, and the local cities, Father God, in the magnified name of Jesus. Let the Spirit of God take back what's rightfully his in the name of Jesus, Father God. We have the Spirit of your Holy Ghost over the nation, over the borders, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, in Central America, North or South America, Father God, we ask you to saturate, Father God. Put away their idols in the name of Jesus and lift up the Lord thy God, O merciful King. Going overseas, Father God, touching Africa, Father God. Pour your healing over the nation, Father God, over the continent, Father God. Saturating every country, Father God. Every spirit, Father God, we bind up the blood of you, Father God. We cast it out now, Father God. We cast out the bloodthirsty spirit out of that country, Father God, out of the nation, Father God. We cast it out, Father God. We cast a sickness and disease, Father God. We cast an unclean spirit, Father God. We say, take away all that's not of you, Father God. Go through every country in that continent, Father God, and have your way, Father God. Touch the land, Father God. Touch the air that they breathe, Father God. Let the life of God live in their heart for one another, Father God.
Yes.
Let them have love and compassion for each other, Father God, in the magnified name of Jesus, Father God. And blow your fresh wind over the Mediterranean Sea, Father God, touching the other nations, Father God. Going to India, Father God, and France, Father God, and Portugal, Father God. Going to Berlin, Father God, and Poland and Ireland, Father God, and Scotland, Father God, and Britain, Father God. Pour your spirit over them, Father God. In the name of Jesus, my Lord and Savior, touching their government, Father God, from the top to the bottom, Father God. Go over Russia, Father God. Saturate the land, Father God. Go underneath the soil, Father God. Heal the blood that was spilled, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Innocent blood, Father God. Hallelujah. Because you said you are the avenger, Father God, in the magnified name of Jesus, Father God. Go through the East Asians, Father God. Go through China and Thailand, Father God. Go through Japan, Father God. Hallelujah. You shake them once, Father God. I pray that you don't have to shake them twice, Father God. Pour your spirit down in there, Father God. Take over, Father God. Put away the idols, Father God, their way of thinking, Father God. Lean into their own understanding and bring the understanding that if you are the creator, let them understand that you are the greater. am. You are the Almighty God. Hallelujah, Father God. And go through all the seas, Father God, in Indonesia, Father God, in the main and cheese, in the smaller islands, Father God. Go through the Caribbean Sea as well, Father God. Regulate your people, Father God. Hallelujah. Let us seek you, Father God. Hallelujah. Open up the eyes of the people of this world, Father God. It's time for them to wake up in the name of Jesus, Father God. Hallelujah. We give you glory. We give you honor, Father God. We thank you for your new grace that you give me every day, Father God. We thank you for your strength and mercy, Father God, that you poured on us, Father God. We are grateful to you, Father God, that you still give us grace, hallelujah, and sure to come on tomorrow. We thank you for the breath that we even breathe in now, Father God. We thank you in the name of Jesus, my Lord and Savior. You are our strength, you are our tower, you are our raising, Father God. Without you, we are nothing, Father God. You love me first, Father God. You created me first, Father God. Before there was an earth, Father God, I was already in your mold. I was already created. I was already on standby to be born through the mother that you chose for me, through the father that you chose for me. Nothing is happening by accident, Father God. You know what's second thing, Father God. It's only new unto the people on earth, Father God. And we seek you, Father God. We want your faith, Father God. We want your love, Father God. We want your endurance, Father God. No more shall we see through our eyes in the natural. Let us see through the eyes of the Lord thy God. Let us no longer hear through our own natural ears, but hear through the Lord thy God. Because when we come in on a trumpet with you, Father God, we will understand what happened on day by day. We will understand what things are happening the way they are. We will understand why the seasons can't be controlled. We can't be understand why certain things we cannot eat. We will understand what is ruling the way they are. We will understand why there's rebellion in the land. We will understand why there's disobedience. We will understand why there's disorder. Hallelujah. When we understand, we'll bend our knees and bow our backs. When we understand, we are called King and Lord of Lords. When we understand, we won't cry but laugh and joy. When we understand who you are, in the name of Jesus, we shall not fear, we shall not worry. When we understand, we will not doubt, we will not fear. When they're sick, we'll call your name and they will be healed. When we have atonement, Father God, the dead will rise. When we have atonement, when we said heal, they're healed instantly in the name of Jesus. That's only when we have atonement, only through prayer. Only through fasting, only through supplication, only seeking their throne room, only laying by your feet, only by the breath of life through the hand of God. This is the only way atonement will be. We give you glory, we give you honor on this day, Father God. Ring your bell throughout the land, Father God. Wake them up in the name of Jesus. Let them rise up now, Father God, and put away their idols and their foolishness, Father God. We give you glory, we give you honor on this day. Take back what's rightfully yours, Father God, and that's everything under the sun. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Praise his holy name.
Thank you, Father God. Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah, we give you and glory.
Hallelujah.
Testimony Tuesday on this show. Praise God and those of you listening to our voice, those of you that's in queue, you can give your testimony today. Praise the Lamb of God. All you got to do is
thank
push one
Jesus
on your dial. Share what good thing God has done for you. That error code is 646. The number is 564-9818. Error code 646. 564-9818. And you can queue with us and be a part of this live your broadcast. Hallelujah. Let me say to those in the UK, to my dear Blossom, oh, my goodness, Cuzzo, praise the Lamb of God. We're sending well wishes your way down in South Africa. Pastor Edelman, praise the Lamb of God in the ministry there. And all of those in South Africa, praise the Lamb of God that's on our page. And praise the Lamb. Wherever our voice can be heard, praise the Lamb of God. California, praise the Lord. Southern California,
hallelujah.
Northern California. God bless you. God bless you. Atlanta, Georgia, the Bayou. Praise the Lamb of God. Down in the Louisiana, Oklahoma. Praise the Lamb of God. All down through there. listeners, praise the Lamb. God bless you, bless you, bless Amanda, your mother, praise the Lamb of God, Mama. Oh, so sweet. Thank you for such a loving mother you have, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We're praying for, oh, my goodness, it's just so many areas in the Virginias, praise the Lamb of God, the Carolinas, hallelujah, all around us, praise God, Ohio, just so the Midwest, Illinois, my hometown, Chicago, praise the Lord. I tell you, it's just wonderful. Wisconsin, my goodness gracious, all around. We're just thanking God for each of you to call in, to chime in, to be a part of the show, the daily shows that listen to the archives. And we thank you, praise the Lamb of God, the comments that's being left for us and things of that nature. It is you. God bless your soul. That's what we're here for. Praise the Lamb of God, to be a blessing to the body of Christ, to be a blessing to the people of God. We're here for you today. Praise the Lamb of God. But I believe that there is some testimonies on this line if folks don't want to testify. All you got to do is push one and just tell what God has done. Hallelujah. The fulfillment of prophecy that has come forth in your life. Praise the Lamb of God. You've been prophesied over, praise the Lord, even on the show, hallelujah, what God is doing for you and how God is doing it, so that others can be encouraged. It's not about you. It's about others being encouraged, others holding on to the promise, others watching God fulfill what he said he was going to do, as he's doing, praise the Lamb of God, even now, as he's doing even now, praise the Lamb of God. I tell you the truth, people of God, if you just hold on, praise the Lamb of God, and allow God to do what he promised he would do in your life, he will perform it. Praise the Lamb of God. He will perform it. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. I promise you he will. He is a performing God. God is not an idle God. Hallelujah. God does not sit and just look. He's a God that performs, and he wants to perform on your behalf. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. What is that? Romans, the 4th chapter, tells us concerning Abraham, hallelujah, that even though the promise, hallelujah, oh yeah, even though the promise staggered, hallelujah, Abraham's faith did not waver. He was fully persuaded that he who promised would perform that he promised. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, I'm standing in Abraham's faith. I'm fully persuaded, hallelujah, that the God that has promised me what he has promised me is able to perform what has come out of his mouth. And I'm standing on it, praise the Lamb of God, and I'm not letting it go. God is going to do it. God is doing it. It shall be done. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Well, people of God, we're coming up to the top of the hour. Let me just say this to you, praise the Lamb of God. We are moving in a direction here, praise the Lamb of God, to bring forth the lesson in a few minutes. But I just want you all to know, hallelujah, that your support of the show, praise the Lamb of God, is my heart throb. Your presence on the show is support, praise the Lamb of God. You're spreading the word to others, inviting others on the show, praise the Lamb of God. Invites me and this, that, and another. There's enough prophecy and stuff to go forth on the show, praise the Lamb of God. I'm telling you, the question first. Hallelujah. I tell you, God is just an God. Praise the Lamb of God. I think my son, look like my son Jermaine is here. Let me see if this Jermaine. Is this 619 area code? 619 area code?
Hello, good morning. It's not Jermaine. Good morning. This is Ann.
Oh, this is Ann. Oh, this is I'm in Southern California. Hi, Ann. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing well. I just wanted to share something really quickly.
This is Anne Marie, right?
Anne Marie.
Yeah, Anne Marie. Praise the Lamb of God, people of God, down in Southern California. All right, Anne, come on, share it. Share it. It's your mic. It's your time.
All righty. Well, this is a little overdue, but I just wanted to share that when Prophet Daryl and Sister Bertha spoke on that show about the lady with cancer, I already posted that, you know, I met who she was, laid hands and everything, and God allowed me to see her leave the hospital at the end of January. And I'm really thankful for that. And then in addition, Bertha had said that, she said, and don't suppress the gift. And I believe what she was talking about was sometimes I want to go up to someone, you know, just pray for them if I feel led, but I don't like to invade people's, you know, personal space, so I hold back. But that day, there was somebody else in the hospital, and that was an older woman. She had a brain hemorrhage over Christmas, and she couldn't open her eyes, nothing. And over some weeks, like that was at the end of February now, her family ran up and said, you're not going to believe it. Mom opened her eyes, and they discharged her from the hospital too. So that's two people, you know, that God has, you know, just healed. And prior to that, I just wanted to say,
Bertha, running around the living room. Now she just running around.
I wanted to run up and down the hospital, really. And then just before all that happened,
Bertha dropped off the phone. Bertha dropped off the line. I think she's down somewhere or something. Oh, my goodness. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, look at God today. Praise the God. Hallelujah. Go ahead, girl. You still got the mic. It's yours. Hallelujah.
I'm almost done. And the other thing was I had to look before all this happened, too. I know that I can't remember who said it. Was either Bertha or Prophet Dallas? He said, you're going to feel heat in your hands. It was very specific. And that particular day, my left hand was burning. And I never felt it. It lasted for just about a half hour, and I hadn't felt it again, but it was the same day when, you know, all of that transpired. And right now, I was going to ask for prayer for my mom, but after you said about God promised her healing, and I know we saw a miraculous turnaround, and even as I'm speaking right now, she's in ICU, but I know that that's not what God promised for her. So I'm just standing that healing is going to be complete, and the revolving door to the ER is going to be closed. So I just thank you all for believing with me, and praise God. That's it.
Amen.
Now, I want to say this. I want to say this to you and our listeners, praise the Lamb of God. Thank you for such a beautiful testimony, confirmation of prophecy, and things of that nature, and that God has given you in healing. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, you're faced with a dynamic challenge. One of the greatest challenges that faith healers and those of us that's in the body of Christ with spiritual gifts is our family. It seems like one of the greatest people that I have problem discerning is my children. Prophesying to is my children. I really have to get on like a different frequency really move in their life and speak into their lives the way I do other people. The next thing is the healing aspect and what have you in our families. Praise the Lamb of God. Your mother is ill. We've seen God turn this around before, bring her home. We've seen God strengthen her. We've seen God do this. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, the challenge, you know, the conversation you and I had, praise the Lamb of God, as we was talking about your mother here recently, praise the Lamb of God. Somehow you're going to have to try to talk to your mother to bring her will back to come home.
Yes.
Hallelujah. When Jesus healed the man at the pool, he said, is it your will that to be whole? See? Is it your will? Do you will to be whole? Hallelujah. So we can argue back and forth about, and when I say argue, I'm talking about spiritual debate, back and forth about whether or not that healing would have taken place if the man had said, no, just leave me here. I don't worry about it. Or I'm just waiting for the Lord to come get me, or, you know, I want to go to heaven, whatever. Where Jesus had just kept on walking, said, okay, let it be according to your word. The will, our will is very powerful because this is something God has given us, a free will. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we have to deal with that. The next thing is, every time you go see her, put your hands on her and pray for her. Every time you go see her, put your hands on her and pray for her. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, in your private time, thank God for healing. Praise the Lamb of God. One of the things that I found out that is a trigger to the Word of God and the will of God and the work of God in our life is praise. Hallelujah. I'll never forget, I lay in hospital for weeks, a few weeks, and everybody came in praying. And Pastor Murphy walked in, senior, and he told me, he said, I didn't come in here to pray for you today. I came in here, many of them came in here and did that. I came in here and praised God for you going home and for your healing. And he went to praising God right there in that room, him and the missionary he brought with him. And the Spirit of the Lord filled that room. Do you know I went home that next day? They was letting me out of that place. I went home that next day. The power of praise to thank God for what he has already done. God's word has said it. We can get into a praise mode of thanking God for what he has already done, even though you may not see what he has done in your physical eye, but your spiritual eyes say it's done. Hello, light bulbs. In the spirit, it's done.
Because
it came out of God's mouth, it's done. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The moment in time might not have arrived, but it's
done.
God has spoken. I wish I could get prophetic people here today. Hallelujah. Yeah. In time, it may not have arrived yet at the intersection of healing and deliverance.
Right.
But God is already standing on the corner waiting on
him.
Hallelujah. The arrived. He already in the future waiting on him, whether it's tomorrow, this evening at 6 o'clock, or next week. God's already there.
Yeah.
His word is already there.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So we praise him for his word. We praise him for what he said he's going to do. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you now for this testimony that's come forth from your daughter. We give you praise and honor and glory. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Ah, God, we reverence your holiness here. Yes, we do. Thank you, Father. We exalt your name. In all that we say and do, Father, because this is yours. Hallelujah. We belong to you. And we don't have power but that you have invested. Hallelujah. But we prayed unto you already the prayer of faith. We've anointed with oil. We've given the water. We've seen her come home. We've seen her strengthen. We've seen her rise up. Hallelujah.
Yes,
but God, we believe in you more right now. Ah, God, on Ann's mother. So we send the healing word. Hallelujah. And we praise you. Hallelujah.
God,
lay hands, your hands. We thank you. Hallelujah. That as she stands over her mother, her words will be your words. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God, and that you would fill that room with your glory, with your glory. We command it, Father, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Healing and deliverance. Hallelujah. And upon Ann, Father, hallelujah, the fire of the Holy Ghost, the fire of healing, fire of deliverance. Hallelujah. That as she go, you go with her in the miraculous name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah and amen. Praise the Lamb. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Ann. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Praise the Lamb of God and being a live testimony. Hallelujah. About the goodness of God and what God can do and what he's going to do. And we wait on the testimony. Hallelujah. To come again. Our glory. We give him praise today. Thank you so much, daughter. We love you.
Thank you. Love you. God bless you.
Hallelujah. My God, my God. Look at God today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Will there be another? There's still room for some more. There's still room for some more. Praise the Lamb of God. If you want to give your testimony today, you can give it. You can give your testimony. Praise the Lamb of God today at PSM. PSMI right here. Praise the Lamb of God. Yeah, this is PSM Live, isn't it? Praise the Lamb of God. Yes. Right here, right here. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You can give your testimony. Just push one on your dial. And you're able to do that. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to have a praise report. There goes somebody right here. It looked like Prophet Daryl. Prophet Daryl?
No, this is not Prophet Daryl.
Oh, have mercy. I'm messing up good time today. Who is this?
My name is Yvette, and I'm from Chicago.
Yvette, how you doing? Chicago on the line, my kind of town. How you doing there?
Good.
Hallelujah, praise the Lord. What brings you our way today?
Well, I heard you saying testimony, so I just want to give my testimony, even about the healing. I'm thanking God for healing with my vision. The enemy has been, you know, fighting me with my vision. I have a bump that's up under the lid of my eye, and it's been under there for about a month and a half. But I'm just claiming healing and victory over this situation because I wear contact lenses, and this is really causing me a problem. It's causing me, you know, to be hindered in doing different things that I'm usually able to do, even driving, because I don't have glasses. I just wear contact lenses. But I'm thanking God for the victory over this thing. And even as I've been dealing with this situation with this bump under my eye, which they call a chalazion, there has been different opportunities that have presented itself to me, and I even find it difficult to take advantage of them. I'm unemployed. I even got an opportunity to get offered employment just recently as yesterday, and I'm like, Lord, well, if this is what you want me to do, you know, Lord, that you've got the let this healing just manifest so that I can be able to see, so that I can work, so that I can do your will, that I can do your work. And I'm just thanking God for the victory in the situation because I know he's able.
Amen.
Hallelujah. One thing I want you to do is go to my website. It just kept ringing in my ear, which is at psmintl.org, Prophet Shakespeare Ministries International.org. And I want you to order a bottle of that oil. Praise the Lamb of God. That healing oil. I want you to get you a bottle of that. Praise the Lamb of God. I tell you, my healing hand is itching while I'm telling you this. Praise the Lamb of God. I got to tell y'all which hand that is. People be trying to grab it. Praise the Lord. My healing hand is itching while I'm telling you this. Hallelujah. But that oil has sat in our garden, in our prayer garden, under prayer for years. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And matter of fact, I just sent today, I hope Sylvia is listening to me, praise the Lamb of God, a package out, and I sent Sylvia some oil and some water. Pray some healing water. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But I tell you, I've been watching God do so much through the oil and the water until it's just, I mean, praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness gracious. You know what? Granddaughter, we have to get water and oil to Sharon. Woo, she just jumped in my spirit.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness. What is wrong with us? We got to get some water and oil to Sharon, don't we? Yes, we do. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. But I just sent a bundle package out to my daughter Sylvia because she had gave an offering for the bundle and did not receive it. But I'm saying to you, dear, and to the rest of you on the show, let me tell you something. Don't let nobody tell you that God will not work through the oil. Don't let nobody tell you that God works through the water. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's a lie from the hell. I know what God told me to do. I did what God told me to do. And I have watched and I have seen with cancer and other, praise the Lamb of God, ailments and stuff, praise the Lamb of God, come back. Hallelujah. And is walking around and living their life. Hallelujah. Because of the goodness of God, not the goodness of Prophet Shakespeare, but the goodness of God. Hallelujah. And I take no credit for nothing. All I do is bring stuff in when the Lord tells me to do it, and this, that, and another. And I had a bottle of the water sitting at the table, praise the Lamb of God, and I grabbed the water, and when I grabbed it, the power of the Lord fell over on me till it weakened me, praise the Lamb of God, while I was holding that bottle of the water. And the Lord spoke to me and said, see, I have anointed this bottle of water. Send some of it, praise the Lamb of God, to save it. And I'm telling you, the bottle is in there on my altar in the prayer garden right now. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm just telling you what God told me to do. Praise the Lamb of God. And I don't come on the show and talk about this. Yeah, they'll tell you, I don't talk about water and oil and stuff every day or nothing like that. I don't do that. I teach the word. We prophesy. I do whatever like that. But when it comes down to this, I don't. But it's there. It's available to the people of God. Maybe I should. I don't know, but I don't. Praise the Lamb of God. I never want people to think I'm hustling. I ain't no hustler. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And that's sure is not about hustling. Hallelujah. But it is about bringing people to place. Darling, I want you to do that. The next thing I want you to do, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Is to not be ashamed of wherever God has you. Praise the Lamb of God. Not be ashamed. Mm-hmm. If you got a bump on your eye, if you can walk around the house, you can walk around the job. Hallelujah. Don't be ashamed. Hallelujah,
well,
because of the bump.
Praise God. Well, it's not so much as I'm concerned about the exterior of it. It's, you know, is that I have to be able to drive to home visits. I have to be able to see the
computer. So are you telling me that stuff sucked in your vision?
See, well, no, it's not bothering my vision, but I can't put contact lenses in so that I can see. Because the bump is
can
up under my head. I don't
can
have
you
any
wear
glasses.
Glasses? Oh, okay.
No, I could wear glasses, but I don't have any, and I haven't worn glasses in years because they're so thick. That's why I just wore contact lenses all the time, because I really have bad sight.
I see. Well, we're definitely going to intercede for you even right now. Father in heaven, thank you, hallelujah, for your daughter.
Yes, God. Yes.
I know what you can do. You can do, Father.
Yes, God.
I've seen you.
Praise the sight.
Hallelujah. We command this bump in the name of Jesus. Bless your name. Our glory.
Yes.
Dissipate and to disappear. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Show yourself mighty in your daughter's life. Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Ah, God. In Jesus' mighty name, our God, we give you praise. That our life will never be the same. I command it never to come back. Hallelujah. Oh, devilish bump, go in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let her walk in victory, Father, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Bless and her. Hallelujah. As she go, and we give you praise in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, I bless you today. Praise the Lord. What's your name again? You there?
Yes. Well, Evangelist Tubbs.
Evangelist Tubbs. All right, Evangelist. Praise the Lamb of God. We're going to keep praying for you, okay?
Yes, thank you.
We're going to keep lifting you up and praising God for your healing. Praising God for your healing.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You be blessed today. All right, all
Amen.
Right,
thank
all right.
You.
Boy, got another caller here. Praise the
Amen.
Lamb. Oh, my goodness. This say Crest, K-E-R-S-T-I-N.
Yes. That's me. It's Kirsten.
Kirsten.
Yeah.
Okay. How you doing today?
I'm doing fine, thank you. I just got some kind of advertisement. And now I'm doing fine. I just wanted to ask whether you could pray for a word of knowledge for me or a word of prophecy, because I'm so hungry for God and what he wants to say to me. And I just, I'm just so hungry for him.
Hallelujah, praise God. You're just praying for the Lord today. Praise the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. Let me see here. Praise the Lamb. The Lord is not speaking it to me as of yet for you, but just stay there, okay? Stay there and let me pray within myself while I entertain some of these other callers. I'll come back to you, okay?
Okay.
Can you do that?
Of course.
All right, stay right there. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Erico 313, your mic is hot.
Praise the Lord our God.
Hallelujah. Bless you. Bless you, Dr. J.
Bless you,
Hallelujah.
Prophet.
Hallelujah. Johnson on the line.
Intercessors, people of God.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. You said press one, so I press one. I always got something to say about what God
Glory.
Is doing. I was sitting
Hallelujah.
Here having my little brunt, or whatever you want to call it, and it occurred to me, this is another blessing that God has brought my way. You know, it may be small to some people, but he promised to provide for me, and he's doing
yes.
that. I'm eating a meal that cost me nothing. I didn't have to go out and get it. It just came my way. Everything that
Goodness.
I needed has been walking through the door. And I thank God for that. You know, I thank him for every little thing he does every day and the great things. I've learned to rejoice in what I have and thank God for what I have. Because I'm looking forward to what's coming next. And getting to the point
Hallelujah.
Where I can say, glory to God, that's just what I expected.
Oh, Jesus.
They had called me down for some type of review, and I remembered what they told me before, that I didn't have to make those kind of appointments. So I made a phone call last week. I made a phone call this week, and I was told, no, you don't have to come. Just send us the paperwork. That's God. You know,
right.
showing me favor on every hand, just like he promised. And that's all I want to say. I bless God that he's worthy.
Jesus.
If you be faithful to him, he'll be faithful to you. He keeps his promises.
Yes,
and he'll
he
always bring you out on top.
Yes, he will.
Your faith, your confidence, your trust must be in him as your absolute provider of all things. You don't have to look to any other source. Just God.
That he is that kind of God.
It's just God.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, okay.
Hallelujah. He
okay,
is
I'm
that kind of God.
That's God. And I love him. I just love him.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Dr. Jen, it's good to hear you laugh. Hallelujah. Oh, my
Amen.
Goodness.
It's good to be
there. I know it. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I don't know how to
Praise
explain
the
it,
Lamb.
But every day, as he allows me to recover parts of me that were fractured, I
Lord
give him praise. I give, and I won't
Hallelujah.
Be denied. So when you run
Amen.
Into a little bump on your way to recovery, just know that this is just part of the process. Just press through that and keep the vision in mind and the promise that he promised me, completeness and wholeness in every area.
Yeah.
I won't be denied.
Yeah.
That sums it up in a nutshell, and I'm going to finish this thing and finish it strong. I'm just happy.
Amen.
To him. Amen. Amen. And that's about it.
Yeah. My God, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Awesome God. Awesome God. I tell you the truth. Woo! Thank you, Dr. J. Hallelujah.
Bless
His provision is sure. His promises are sure. Praise the Lamb of God, and his performance is on target. Just when you need it most, he will perform his good word. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We got another caller here, Dr. J.
God bless,
bless
you.
Bless you. Love you, Shyla. One of
love
my administrators.
All.
Praise God. We love her today. Praise God. Error code 916. Your mic is hot. Boy, oh boy, these mics lighting up here now.
Error code
916.
Good morning. Yes, praise God.
Who is
this
916, Error code?
Yes, this is
Tamika Smith. This
Hello,
Tamika, Tamika, Tamika.
Yes.
Good
has been on.
You've been playing hooky on me.
No. That is amazing. I'm just so glad to come on and listen today. And it's just everything
Hallelujah.
Is just awesome.
Hallelujah. God
on
is
point. Amazing.
The Lord is just
God
good
is
to us. I tell you, praise God. Hallelujah. What's happening with you, girl? Tell me something good the Lord is doing now. Don't mess
God up. Is just, God is awesome. I want to testify first just about the healing, like, the word has come forth a lot about healing, and I remember getting oil myself from Prophet Shakespeare, from you, and I put the oil in my bath that I was taking because I went to the doctor, and I was diagnosed with hypertension. And I was just like, okay,
yeah.
Well, God, you know, my legs were swelling up and everything, and hard to walk, hard to stand up in church and everything. And then from the putting the oil in the bath and being on a corporate fast with the church, I mean, my legs have not swollen up in 2 months. Glory be to God. It's not hard to stand up. I can exercise every day. Thank you, Jesus. So God is just good. He is just amazing. So I give him
you
glory.
You mean to tell me that you got the oil from me and you did what with the oil?
I put it in my bathtub and mixed the oil praying in the bathtub and the mixed with the corporate fast that we on, the cleansing fast, like from 3 months ago, it's been 2 months without my legs being swole up, like, and shoes not fitting. Shoes did not fit. So God is amazing.
And now your shoes fitting?
Yes, they do. Like
your legs gone down.
They down. They're not swole up like little pumpkins.
Oh, my goodness. You can bend your knees and stuff.
Yes, bend knees.
And you say you're exercising now.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
You can walk?
Yes, I can.
My God.
Thank you, Lord.
My God. I tell you, people of God, it's a real and true thing. Hallelujah, that God can work if you let him work. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, if you just have faith in God. Have faith in God, the Lord told me that he was going to do miraculous miracles, hallelujah, that he did in the days of old and some greater. Some, he said, since the days of Moses, hallelujah, it's not going to be as great as the ones he's about to perform now. People of God, we are to collect on the promises, the privileges, the power, the presence of God. Hallelujah. Healing is the children's bread. Y'all better listen to it. Healing is the children's bread. I know I am a child of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes, I am. Praise the Lord. What a testimony today, Tamika, Tamika, Tamika. Tamika, how's the, you still down in Atlanta?
It's Savannah.
In Savannah. How's with your work and everything? It's all right? Everything going good?
Yes, still working in the ministry. Life devoted to the call. So that's what I'm still doing. And even in that, work has been coming for us.
How, gave a everyday job in ministry. Hallelujah. This is wonderful. I'm in love with Jesus. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Being cared for, everything's solid. I love it. I love it. I love it. Tamika, we bless you today. Thank you for calling in, girl. I want to see more on your page. And you tell whoever your boss is, I got to check in with Papa. Every now and then, okay?
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We love you.
Love you all.
Love you too.
Oh, my goodness.
Amen.
What a testimony. All right, wait a minute. Here's another one. Here's another boy. I know this, Sylvia. I bet you I got this one right.
Let's see.
864 Erica. Erica.
Yes, Prophet, you had it right.
I'm the man today. I got Sylvia, I bet you that. How you doing, Sylvia?
I'm fine. I heard you say you sent my package, so I'm going to be awaiting that package. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah, yours was sent out today. Praise the Lamb of God.
Thank you, Prophet.
And I put your T-shirts in there and everything, girl. From the, ooh. Yeah, I put your T-shirts in there. I think some warrior they put in there. You got oil. You got water. You got autograph books. You got it. Girl. You got.
All right, my daddy coming. Good to me.
Your daddy good to you, daughter. Your daddy good to you. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
You faithful, yes. Faithful to you. Praise the Lamb of God.
Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah. The Lord is good to us, and we thank him. But let me tell you something. This show is the Spirit of the Lord is moving all over me. Praise the Lamb of God here. As I'm just filled with these testimonies of God's fulfilling his word. And you know, and we're talking about this healing stuff, and it's jumping off, and people are being healed and delivered. Praise the Lamb of God. And I don't even know. You know, you don't even know what God has done, hallelujah, and you're wondering, you think you're praying for people, and God has already done what he said he's going to do. Praise the Lamb of God, you know? And that last testimony Tamika just gave, praise the Lamb of God, woo-wee. I used to take spiritual baths all the time. I used to put the oil in some oil in some bath water and get in the water and get on my knees and pray in the tub. I used to take spiritual baths just like that and then just soak in it. Hallelujah. And just soak in that warm water and that oil. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. This girl going to make me run a tub of water today. I haven't done that in a long time. I haven't done that in a long time. Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Goodness gracious. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Bless your holy name. People of God, let me tell you something. Whenever you're spending time with God, you're doing something that's out of the norm of man. Whenever you're spent, I don't care if it's in prayer, if it's reading the word, and studying with the Holy Ghost. And see, I just gave you another secret. Y'all better be listening. Hang on my words, because I say stuff in the spirit without knowing it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I said, when you're studying with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Not just reading the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
When you're studying it with the Holy Ghost, when you're prayed before you open the Bible, then you open the Bible and you pray about what you're reading and studying, or the Holy Ghost laid prophetic reading. The Lord told me to read. The Spirit of the Lord led me to read this. That's revelation that jumps from the pages. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. People of God, He has so much for us. I can testify all day about things the Lord then told me, about revelations of, oh, my God, my God, my God. Oh, Jesus, He's just such a good God to us. Wait a minute, see, let me see, my Bertha here too. My Bertha!
Praise the Lord.
Come on in here, my Bertha. What's going on?
You know my number. I rise just to take him and glory out and praise to the love of my life, Jesus Christ.
I just thank
God for all that He has done in my life. And as I was reading Pastor Shaquan's testimony this morning, it touched my heart, because I said, God, this used to be me. I thank God because I no longer care what people think of me or what they say about me. I just thank God most of all for a humble spirit that through the years He has humbled me to submit to His will, His way, to His word, to leadership. I thank God for a teachable spirit, because you cannot learn and be taught unless you want to be taught. And I thank God that even when I was a child, I had a teachable spirit, because my love is always in Jesus. I might not have always reacted and did things according to the word of God, but I thank God that the love of Him has always been in me, because we were raised in the church and Mama was a missionary, Father was a minister. The word has always been in us. So I thank God that it stayed there. We had that foundation, something to come back to if we ever strayed away from it. And I give God all the glory for every mentor and teacher that He has placed in my life to teach me and impart in me what He had for them to put in me to help me to become who I am today. And as I was thinking about that this morning, my mind went to the scripture that Jesus is the potter and we are the clay. But also He uses others as potters in your life to help mold you to become who He wants you to be, where He wants you to be. And you have been a very great part of the molding process for me. I learned from others, but for my destiny and for what God had in me to be who I am today, the intercessor, the worshiper, the minister, the prophetess, you have brought all of this out of me. You pushed me out to being who God wanted me to be. Because without a hard, tough taskmaster, I would have stayed right in my comfort zone and never experienced the very presence of God. And I give God all of the glory for that today.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
What a wonderful testimony. I tell you, you know what? When it comes down to God and the things that God is doing in our lives today, people of God, let me tell you something. You ought to take notice of it. You ought to take notice of it, because where you were, praise the Lamb of God, for many of us was a place, hallelujah, that God had us in, and something, hallelujah, did not transpire the way it should have. And God saw to open another venue, to open your eyes and your understanding of what He wants you to do. He could come to the place of purpose. It's the season that we're in for the place of purpose. Hallelujah. You can't get into your prosperous place or your wealthy place in God without first being in your purpose place.
That's right.
Wealth will drive you crazy.
Yes,
but when you're in your purpose, see, wealth accompanies the vision. Hallelujah. But when you have no vision, you'll take everything
exactly.
God you gave you and you'll perish with it.
Mm-mm-mm.
Lose it all. Hallelujah. Because you're not throwing it back into the kingdom. But when you start, when God shows you purpose and you start pursuing the purpose, it will bring you to your wealthy place.
Amen.
When it does, brothers and sisters, you're gonna have joy in the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' mighty
yes,
name.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Hey, Bertha, we got one more, then I'm gonna get into this lesson. Praise the Lamb of God for the next 20 minutes and we're gonna roll with it. Hallelujah. Erico 313, we back in Detroit. Detroit done took over here. Who is this here? 313-320.
Hey Prophet, this is Mary. How you doing?
Hey, Mary, I didn't know your number. Oh, man, I got to learn this. 320. Mary Anderson. Excuse me, Minister Teacher. Are you Minister?
I'm blessed.
Hallelujah.
I just wanted to thank
God. We listen.
I wanted to thank God because on March 13th, the Lord let my mother see 90 years. She celebrated her 90th birthday last week. And Sunday, she was
Yeah, we met
Mother
that church Sunday, too.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
And so church Sunday listening to me. And she had, last week when I was talking to her, she said that God had, when I was born, God had put everything in me that I needed to become the ministry teacher that he chose me to be. And she said, you've been teaching all your life. And then I thought back to how when I was at Israel Baptist Church as a child, I was teaching kids my own age, like 9 and 10. And I really enjoyed doing that. And then how it took off from teaching at church to having a career as a teacher, special ed teacher. And then I thought about how when my message was talking about the seeds that people plant in your life, was ungodly seed. And I was listening to what Minister Bertha and Pastor Shaquan had wrote on her page, on the sheet of my page. I read that. And I was thinking, I said, wow, I said, I allow different people to say things and what you do things, and it deterred me from pursuing what God had wanted me to do. Because in 2000, God had prophesied to me through my pastor that the mantle of God was upon me to teach. And then I let certain things that were said and done stop me. And then I kept going around this mountain. I guess I was like the children of Israel, going a 3-day journey for 40 years. And so
yeah.
I thank God that I'm at the point in my life where it does not matter what someone else says. I no longer see people's faces and their opinions. It doesn't matter. It's only about what God wants. And I'm letting him lead and guide and direct me. And that's my testimony. I'm still happy. I'm still flying. I'm still, I said I was a butterfly. I'm still flying. And I turned from a butterfly, and now I'm an eagle.
Yes,
Amen.
My goodness.
Amen.
She went from a butterfly to Hallelujah. That is a miracle right there, I tell you. That's a miracle. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. We praise God for you, man. We're so happy. Hallelujah. I just thank God that I'm an instrument in God. Hallelujah. Able to discern and see what God would have people that's around me and close to me to do with their lives. Praise God. And I'm just, Truth Christian Center is a midwife. Praise the Lamb ministry that birth. Hallelujah. Prophets and apostles and teachers and evangelists. Praise the Lamb of God. And I just thank God for it. It's just a wonderful, wonderful thing. Praise the Lamb of God to see what God is doing. Hallelujah. And how he's doing it. Praise God. Oh, my goodness gracious. We love you. We love you. We bless you. And Mary, I thank you. You and Bertha just been blessing since you all have been at the ministry. And I just thank God for you. And whatever I can do, I'm going to do that to make sure that your ministry has good success. In Jesus' mighty name. I'm going to
thank you.
Hallelujah.
Love you,
in Jesus. Love you too. Praise God.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my goodness. All right, let's get into this word. Get into this word. Let's get into this word. Hallelujah. We were supposed to talk about this Friday, and we missed it. I'm trying to say, oh, my God. The book of Micah. The book of Micah, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's the one we didn't do. Yeah, we did Jonah. Praise the Lamb of God. I remember doing Jonah. Uh-huh. Am I right? Yeah, we did Jonah. We're in Micah now. We didn't do Micah. The Lamb of God. Today, tomorrow, we'll be with Nahum. Praise the Lord. But Micah, whose name means who is like the Lord, is Lord. He prophesied during the 8th century B.C. Of course, he also was a contemporary of Isaiah. Praise the Lamb of God. He prophesied the same time that Isaiah did, and we went through that in our last session together, people of God. Hallelujah. As I dealt with you all, talking to you about the prophets and the pastor and the palace, the politician, praise the Lamb of God, you know. And we have Micah here, praise the Lamb of God, and he prophesies to Israel. He prophesies to Judah, which is all of Israel, praise the Lamb of God. They're the divided kingdoms in the north and the south, but he prophesies to both of them, making it, you know, one is Israel, same prophecy, and then he prophesies to the heathen nations, praise the Lamb of God. He prophesies over a span of the present, praise the, all the way until the coming, the second coming of Christ, praise the Lamb of God. It's tidbits of the end time in Micah's prophecy, praise the Lamb of God, as he prophesies. If you just read the first chapter, it was almost a synopsis of the entire book, praise the Lamb of God, as he deals with the judgment upon Israel. His calling comes as the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, praise the Lamb of God, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, praise the Lamb of God. And when the word of the Lord comes unto you and gives you a message to deliver, praise the Lamb of God, this is what brings the authenticity to your prophecy ministry. If God does not bring his word to you, praise the Lamb of God, if God does not give you an assignment, praise the Lamb of God, to deliver the word to anybody, praise the Lamb of God, then you may need to check your calling, hallelujah, that you called a calling. Uh-huh, praise the Lamb. There's no silent prophecy. Prophets that's just silent, not doing anything. Hallelujah. If God has called you, he's called you, praise the Lamb of God, to be a mouthpiece. He's called you to deliver the message, praise the Lamb of God. He's called you to do some prophetic, functions within the framework of the kingdom, praise the Lamb of God, and without. So understand and know your assignment, praise the Lamb of God, as a prophetic person, and the call that's on your life, praise the Lord. Yeah, in the second verse he said, "Hear ye all peoples." So that allows you to know that he's speaking global. Praise the Lamb of God. He's speaking global here, and he's an international prophet. Praise the Lamb of God with an international message concerning the kingdoms and everything of that nature. He's from a very small town, praise the Lamb of God. Manustri is, I believe it's the name of that town, and it's not far from Bethlehem, praise the Lamb of God. And so he's from the Jerusalem area, suburban Jerusalem, from a small town, praise the Lamb of God, which shows you his background, praise the Lamb of God, as, you know, one that's not into the know and this, that, and another. And it's wonderful to see that God does pick people who are in the background, who are in from small places. Praise the Lamb of God to do big things. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Unheard of people. People who they would never suspect would come to them with a word is the one that God raises up to bring the word. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The big, the strong, the handsome, the tall, the mighty. Praise the Lamb of God. Many of them, God skip over and go find the obscured. Praise the Lamb of God, the rejected ones, and God utilizes them, praise the Lamb of God, to be carriers of his glory, carriers of his word, carriers of his power, and carriers of his blessing. And so Micah becomes one of those. His name, praise the Lamb of God, as a Jew, hallelujah, indicates, praise the Lamb, that it was rehearsed in his ear to be like God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, to be like God. Now, that can be taken into a cultish kind of mindset if one allows their mind to do that, that how you going to be like God, praise the Lamb. Well, you can be like God in the way that you love people. You can be like God in the way that you're compassionate, praise the Lamb of God. You can be like God in your long-suffering, your kindness. Hello, light bulb. There is a way to be like God without trying to be God. Hallelujah. He recognized he didn't have the omnipotence and the power and all of that, and that what he wasn't what he was striving to be. But he was striving to be one who reflected the love of God, the presence of God, praise the Lamb of God, in his life. And it's evident that he reached that plateau because God is using him, praise the Lamb of God. And anytime you call his name, Micah, praise the Lamb, which is my name, matter of fact, which has the same meaning, praise the Lamb of God. Michael has the same meaning, praise the Lamb of God. And my mother used to tell me, you don't supposed to be like the other children, you're supposed to be like God. And that used to drive me crazy because she let them get away with everything, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But me, she wanted to be that special guy, praise the Lamb of God, because of what the Lord has revealed to her when I was a child concerning my life, praise the Lamb of God, in ministry, that she had gave me back to God. Hallelujah. She had gave me back to God and named me Michael. So I was set up, praise the Lamb of God, from the womb to the tomb to do what I'm doing, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So when we see this powerful prophet with, again, a minor prophet because of the bulk of writing, with a major message to the entire globe concerning, praise the Lamb of God, Assyria, praise the Lamb of God, and not only Assyria, but also Babylon, praise the Lamb of God, Nebuchadnezzar. That had reached the gate of Samaria and Jerusalem, and he prophesied that Assyria would destroy Samaria, which, praise the Lamb of God, we know that the people of God was in Samaria, praise the Lamb of God, from Elijah's death. Then we know, praise the Lamb of God, that he reached the gate of Jerusalem, praise the Lamb of God. But Nebuchadnezzar was the one that brought in the destruction of Jerusalem. Praise the Lamb of God, the enemy that came from the north. Now, praise the God. Hallelujah. These are pawns in the hand of God to bring his people back to humility, to bring his people back to honoring him, honoring his word. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. This is the pawn in the hand of God to cause his people to go to their knees again and worship him in spirit and in truth and in holiness. Praise them to put away their idols. Yes, God, to put away their idols, to put away their witchcraft, to put away, praise the Lamb of God, all of the reverie and the cultish practices that they had taken on from other nations, praise the Lamb of God, running up in the temple, doing this at the church house, and then running over and doing something else in another house, thinking they had pleased God with their sacrificial offerings of goats and sheep and this, that, or another, and then go out and do the monkey shine. And that's what happens even in our day and time in our churches, praise the Lamb of God. We come to church and we think we have done God his due, first of all, by showing up, praise the Lamb of God. Then we sing or we usher or we do whatever our assignment is in the church, and then when we leave the church, we think we have paid our respects and we have honored God and we have done that and we've paid our tithes, and then we go out and we do everything under the sun that is wrong, praise the Lamb of God, as though God does not care because we do what is right. But you can't pay God off to do wrong, praise the Lamb of God. That's like paying God to do wrong. Hallelujah. You cannot do that. Praise the Lamb of God. You cannot do that. I'm just being honest with you. So don't allow your mind to be that duped or manipulated by Satan, praise the Lamb of God, that you think that you can manipulate the system and the technology of God, whereas that in your righteousness is all done so that you can do wicked, praise the Lamb of God, that you can do evil, that you can do sinful things, praise the Lamb, and think because you attend church or because you're in the ministry, it's all well. The devil alive with a bow tie on it, skipping and dancing all across your head, praise the Lamb of God,
amen.
Hallelujah. So make sure you get this. If you don't get nothing else, hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God. If you're going to live holy, you got to live holy at the church. You got to live holy at home.
That's
you
right.
Got to live holy in the street. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God. Amen, 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 amen. Preachers
amen.
Should not be on river gambling. Hallelujah. I said again. Preachers should not be all up in the casinos. Praise the
Amen.
Lamb of God on Sunday night with their love offering gambling. Pray, I say it to the preachers.
Amen.
They shouldn't be doing that. The deacon shouldn't be doing it. The trustee shouldn't be doing it. The usher shouldn't be doing it. The choir member shouldn't
Amen.
Be doing it. Praise the Lamb. And nobody else the name
Amen.
Of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Shouldn't be all up running around like it's all right and this, that, and that. You can drop off. You can run off. And you ain't got to never listen to the show again, but you're going to hear the truth. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
How are you going to take the holy thing and invest it in the unholy?
Amen.
Yes, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Some won't even tithe, but will gamble. Won't pay their tithe, but will we'll pay the lottery. And want God to let them win. What
you
foolishness is that? You ain't got faith in God, but you got faith in the system. You a hypocrite. That's what it is. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, all right. You ain't got to like me, but I tell you this. The word of judgment, praise the Lamb of God, is for, we're going to have to finish this tomorrow. Only got 90 seconds. The word of judgment is upon us just like it's upon the wicked, praise the Lamb of God. And judgment must begin first at
the
house
of
God. That's the word.
Yeah.
And judgment
yeah.
must begin first at the house of God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
So we must come because God has placed us the motto, praise the Lamb of God, and the message to the world.
Right.
How are we going to carry the message if we can't be the model?
Oh,
okay, y'all don't like talking too much now. I know. I'm talking just to you.
Amen.
If we can't be the model, praise the Lamb, then you can't carry the message.
Exactly.
You all out at the clubs dancing and there and thinking it's all right. Everybody's saying, you know, she just preached her sermon. She just preached her sermon. They said about 6 months ago, a year ago. And you all out ballyhooping. You think that's encouraging them to come to Christ?
No, it's not. No.
No, it's not. You alive and the truth ain't in you. You just want to be there. You ain't went there to witness.
Okay.
You went there to, you went there to witness yourself shaking it. That's what you went there for. Praise the level. You're not. That the Bible tells you that light and darkness have no fellowship.
No fellowship.
Okay, you didn't ever read that passage.
Amen.
That's
passage
in the Bible. No, you you ain't never. We never read that one before. Okay. That light and darkness, fellowship. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And it's placed in the context of believer and unbelievers.
Mm-hmm.
It tells us don't fellowship with drunkards. It tells you
that.
Yep.
Hallelujah. The Bible tells you not to do it.
Exactly.
It's right there in the Word of God. Praise the Lamb of God. What fellowship have darkness with light? Praise the Lamb. Darkness flee when the light.
Amen.
Darkness run away every morning. Open your curtains and the darkness in your house take off.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God. I'm sitting here now. Ain't got a light on in the place. Just the curtains drawn back.
Yes. Amen.
And the darkness comprehended not. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Word of God.
Amen.
That's the Word of God, people of God. I love you. I bless you. This has been a wonderful show. We have to go. We have to go. Praise the Lamb of God. We have to go. I love you. I bless you, people of God. Let me tell you this. Let me tell you this. Jesus loved you more. Praise the Lamb of God, than I could ever imagine. I love you with his love today. I'm excited about your future. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Go on and witness. Go on and share. Go on and expose and share the word about the show. Be blessed.
Amen. God bless.